To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones set to join us here coming up about 20 minutes or so. Our longest-running guest on D'Lo and KC.
Shout out to him.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Except when he starts talking crazy.
Oh, he never talked crazy, at least not to me.
Keeps tagging me in stupid stuff.
Nah, it doesn't sound like the Jason I know.
Jason Jones, the Seth Rollins of our show. Just consistent, always there.
Yeah, that's a Hall of Famer. That's a good comp. Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
That's a good comp.
They could give him another run.
He's hurt. Two, he's hurt again.
Yeah, that knee.
Wasn't he the champion when he got hurt?
He was, but
champion, not the champion.
Oh, well.
Who's the champion right now?
Cody.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Cody. We're really loud now. I don't know.
I didn't say it that
know.
Time.
Yeah, you did it. You did it. But also, I haven't been watching, so I don't know if that's on me or if that's on him.
Yeah, I have no idea who Cody's last opponent was. I know. I think he was part of the War Games thing. I have no clue.
Now, I will say this. I watched it. I'll always peek in on WrestleMania. But his turn, reportedly, or we're hypothesizing his turn at this next WrestleMania, I want to see what that looks like. Because if he's really facing Roman, I don't think Roman's going back heel.
Nah, he's definitely not.
I think it's to turn Cody. So I want to see what that looks like. Maybe that might bring a little juice to it.
Yeah, it's we'll see. Who knows?
D-Lo gone, bro. He gone. Yeah, D-Lo gonna watch SpongeBob before he watched wrestling.
No, he's gonna watch. He was talking about it during the break.
Searched it on Apple TV to see where it was, and Jesse was right. It's Paramount, and I added it. So like when I turn on the screen, it'll pop up. So I'll just watch it.
Can you imagine he comes back to work and he just loves it?
I haven't.
Don't do that.
I haven't finished the Diddy doc.
I haven't either.
And I haven't watched Eddie yet, which I was literally waiting for the Eddie Murphy doc to come out, and haven't watched that. These aren't necessarily things I could watch in front of the girls, so it limits my days that I can watch television, and I'm normally not watching alone. Mm-hmm. We've got, like, between Kings games, other basketball games, it just doesn't happen very often.
Tonight might be a night, though, that you watch something. I mean, these games will be done by, like, 7:30.
Mm.
Well, you'll be going to bed soon, but.
That's funny. And now everybody getting their jokes off at my expense today. That's good. We knew it was going to be a tough night for the loser of that game, but it was a particularly brutal night for the Philadelphia Eagles. I had to look up because I wasn't certain that Jalen Hurts turned the ball over twice on a possession. I'm like, come on, man, leave this guy alone. Like, that wasn't possession of the ball. No, it was. He gets credit for an interception and a fumble on the same play.
Bum, bum, bum,
and that bum, means bum, bum, bum. He accounts for, I think, 5 turnovers on the night.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part to me, the worst part is Justin Herbert was sacked 7 times.
Eagles defense did their job.
Man.
Eagles defense is top flight.
And
top flight.
Get to overtime and Jalen says, nah.
I'm ready to close the book on that team now.
The Eagles?
Yeah, whoever they play.
But what's that mean?
That whoever they play in the wild card round, if they get to the wild card round, they're going to lose, whether it be Seattle or San Francisco.
There's questions about if they're going to just blow that whole division lead and not make it.
The door's still open. Now, they had a chance to close it last night. Door's still open for the Cowboys.
They got the Raiders coming up, two games against the Commanders, and then a game in Buffalo. Cowboys got the Vikings, Chargers, and then the Commanders and Giants.
The Eagles are making the playoffs.
You sure?
Who are they losing to? The Raiders going
to
get him?
You can lose to the Bills at home, and Jaden Daniels can't always get you.
I remember last
year. Is Jaden going to be playing? Jaden has gotten hurt again?
Yeah.
Jaden has gotten hurt in like 7 straight games.
Well, fair enough. Marcus Mariota could get you. I mean, that Eagles offense is not like they're
done. At this point, all you got to do is put up 20 points.
That's what I'm saying. This Eagles offense is cooked. Like, they're not going to figure it out. It's over with.
Put up 20 points, you beat them.
Yeah. They had the positivity rabbit in their locker room. Did you guys see that?
They had what?
Yeah.
The positivity rabbit.
It's all bad.
It's an inflatable rabbit, I guess, they put in their locker room.
It's all bad, bro.
They went 0-1 after the positivity rabbit, by the way.
That's nasty work. Nasty work. And I don't know. We talk about the Raiders and we talk about the Commanders and all this other stuff. I distinctly remember in 2023 when they were just free-falling. The Eagles were just free-falling. It's like, yeah, but they're not going to lose to the Cardinals at home.
Raiders are due one of those wins that don't make sense at the end of the season that kill their draft order.
When it goes for the Eagles, it seems to go.
They have no plan B.
Saquon didn't even work. He got the big play. You know, he ran for like 130-some yards or something like, and it still, they still couldn't even get past like 16, 19 points, something like that.
Yeah, Saquon not being an MVP candidate has been really harmful for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And I'm not even sure why. Like, you got Smith, you've got Goddard, you've got obviously Saquon, who isn't a bum. He's just not an MVP level. You got A.J. Brown. Like, why is this happening?
The offensive line's horrible. I mean, Saquon gets hit behind the line a lot now, but I mean, probably a lot of carries and stuff. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown hate each other. Offensive corner seems to be a problem. It's just
AJ, I think, hates everybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, did the Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts conversation just go away?
Well, it went away because they won a Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Okay. I could win with you and still not like you.
Jalen Hurts conversation needs to happen, too.
I think that conversation is happening.
Hey, Jalen, stop turning the ball over, Jalen Hurts.
It's a radio show. No one saw that, so that's tough. Apologies to the many who are listening to us on the radio and have
Shout out to the radio.
You ever see the memes where it's like the group of, like, it's like stick figures almost, but it's like AJ Brown's head on the stick figures. We're like, Jalen, come on, we need you. Come on, we need you to help us. And it's Jalen, a picture of Jalen Brown, some deep ass quote that means nothing.
That's tough.
I like Jalen too, man. I really do like Jalen Hurts, but it's. Man, it's rough for him right now. He's not seeing it. Use that term with Brock a couple weeks ago. This has been going on with Jalen for a month plus.
That interception at the end of the game was bad.
That's
overtime
awful.
Because, like, sure, he might have been open for a split second, but you didn't know you were throwing it to that guy. And so it's like, oh, wow, like, just in that moment, you can't be doing that.
Jalen Hurts, but he had 2 interceptions going into last night's game on the season. He had 2 interceptions going into that game and threw 4 of them. Now, that something similar happened with Matt Stafford a couple of weeks ago in that game that they lost. Maybe that was
Carolina.
The Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had 2 interceptions on the season, and I think he threw 2 or 3 in that one. Mm-hmm. But that's just his season has been pretty tough.
He's your quarterback, though, over the next few years, though. I don't think they're going to go, do we look elsewhere? Like, you're probably going to move off of A.J. Brown, probably going to fire your offensive coordinator and try to reshape the offense. But
I'm drafting one, though. I'm not saying I'm drafting him to replace Jalen Hurts next year, but it's time. I need to draft one if I'm the Eagles.
64%, 64.7%, 2,754 yards, 19 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. 67.1%, 3,028 yards, 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Who are those two quarterbacks?
One is Jalen, and the other is... I don't know.
Jordan Love.
I was going to say that. I swear I was going to.
Jordan Love.
But I thought he had more touchdowns than that.
22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 67% completion percentage.
That's
about
crazy.
300, a little less than 300 more yards than Jalen.
And you said 22 touchdowns, right?
22 touchdowns,
yeah,
4 interceptions.
I thought I was going to say Jordan, but I thought he was like closer to 30.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel about him.
You love him?
No.
Oh, producer Roe.
No.
Producer Roe.
I don't
Roe.
Love him. I'm just not a hater. When the man, look, Jordan Love the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said then, he's made all the throws. Yeah. I got to tip my hat. I got to salute. I don't think he can do it for the rest of the season. But the last 2 weeks when the chips were down, some big-time games against Detroit, big-time game against Chicago, he has made all of the throws.
Well, that's the tough thing for Jordan Love. He's going to have to do it for the rest of the season. For them to finish where they want, they've got Denver coming up this week and then that game against Chicago again. You're able to get these next two. You're probably locked in. They've got Baltimore after that. I don't know. I have no clue what Baltimore will look like in 3 weeks. And then Minnesota.
And look, and to be fair to Jordan Love, he's a talented guy. I've always said that. Like, he's got talent. I just don't think he's as good as everybody else thinks he is. Or, yeah, thinks Jordan Love is. I think he's, like, he's cool. Like, he's a good quarterback. But he just does some wild stuff sometimes. But the talent was on full display the last 2 weeks for sure. For sure.
As it stands right now, the Philadelphia Eagles sit in the 3 spot. A lot of this is probably going to change.
No
probably.
Phone calls today, huh?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Are the phones down?
No, they're up. Damn. They're up.
Talking Eagles about played last night, too, right? Jalen Hurts looked a certain way. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
For those that don't understand, I believe that's a call to Leezy. who once, I guess, just came into the studio, sat down.
That was one of the wildest
things about Jalen Hurts.
Man,
can I point out that. None of that stuff like that doesn't happen when I'm here?
No, it was crazy, bro. It was crazy.
He just walks in, sits down, and starts yelling about Jalen Hurts.
The best part, though, is. When we're talking, in case he goes, Leezy, I'm like, what? Did you boot Michigan Wolverines?
He said, well, I mean, he just kept being disrespectful.
Oh, man.
What did he say? What did he bring back into the conversation? Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I was like, no one even said that.
Oh, that's right. I remember coming back the following week, and there's messages in the chat about Carson Wentz. And I'm like, what the hell went on when I was away?
Well, he's not wrong. That was the last time we saw Leezy on here.
We gotta go.
I'm gonna be honest. A lot changed that day. We're gonna come back. Jason Jones joins us next on ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jones going to join us here. The professor, Jason Jones, going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get his thoughts. We won't talk Raiders with him. We'll get his thoughts on this.
No. We talking. You want to bring up them sorry Dodgers? We talking then.
He never brings up the Dodgers.
Oh, he didn't. What you talking about? And he done tweeted me already today. Because they got Edwin Diaz. How the hell they get Edwin Diaz, bro? This is ridiculous. Now, I told Jesse, they talking about getting Hunter Green. No, man, come on, man. Hey, first of all, does anybody have any pride? Hunter Green, where's your pride? I know you're from Los Angeles, but where's your pride? Why don't you want to beat them instead of joining them?
Maybe the man just
why doesn't anyone else trade for Hunter Green, KC?
Maybe he say he don't want to go nowhere but them. And because maybe they don't have the money. Maybe they're genie bus out here.
I think they're lying.
Anyway, we're breaking down the Raiders game.
Oh, I promise you, don't turn the channel. We're not doing that. I promise you. I will turn Kenny's mic off if he tries to analyze the Raiders game. Any Raiders game, no matter the decade, I'll turn his mic. If he says Bo Jackson, I'll turn his mic off just to be safe.
Raiders finally might get a quarterback, though.
They might. I guess. It's
them or the Browns.
Geno's probably out, right?
He has to be. Well, either way, Geno, you could stay another year. We're drafting a quarterback.
Well, no, I just meant next week. Like, he got hurt. He got hurt in that game.
Did they say what the diagnosis was with the hand?
I didn't see it. If they did, I didn't see it. But he left, didn't come back, and he looked to be hurting.
Kenny Pickett made a nice pass, nice touchdown pass.
John Paul says, isn't this the home of the Raiders? Sweetie, it's home of Raiders games.
Raider Nation Radio.
There's a home of the Kings, but you don't go there to hear people talk about the Kings. This is the home of Raider games.
Great point.
You can listen to the Raider games here.
Oh, man. All right, we won't talk about the Raiders.
The Raiders are so bad. I just saw a Raider fan tweet. I can't believe you kept Kenny Pickett on the bench after his touchdown. Like, that's how bad it is. It's like you played Pete Carroll. You played Geno Smith this whole time. F you, Pete Carroll. That's what it says.
Yeah.
They're clamoring for Kenny Pickett. It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But we've lived that. We've lived that as Kings fans where they're calling for the 15th guy to get the minutes just because you haven't seen him. You just want to see the guy play. And it's like, well, what's the line? The most popular guy.
The backup quarterback.
It's the backup quarterback.
Yeah. I still think it's not crazy in the sense of, like, you shouldn't do it or it doesn't make sense. I just think it's crazy that it's like Pete Carroll going to be one and done, too.
Let's rip the bandit off now.
Man.
I get it because they're a bad franchise and you got to show some sort of stability, but it's not going to work. Rip the bandit off now. Mm. Pete might be a little too stuck in his ways.
Wow. Then I wonder who you go get. Is there someone you're targeting?
I guess whoever's okay with Fernando Mendoza being
that's
the quarterback.
That's a great question. Like, if you're Heisman Trophy finalist, if you're thinking about Pete, you need to start thinking pretty strongly about who your next like right now. And maybe go beyond thinking. Mm-hmm. Maybe poke around and ask mm-hmm. some questions.
Ask the right people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, if nothing else, you've got a mouthpiece in your organization now. Tom can probably open some doors for you that maybe Mark Davis couldn't open alone.
Bill Belichick leaving North Carolina.
I do not think Tom Brady would want Bill Belichick.
You think Robert Saleh is going to be up for a job this year?
I think he is.
I don't think he is. I think it normally takes this is his first year out, first right? Year.
He's done a hell of a coaching job.
It takes 2 years.
I agree. I think he's gone after this year. I think he's going to – he wants to be a head coach, like, right now.
Well, you know what he's got going for him? It's not the Kings, but it's the Jets.
True. Jets have the
Jets, the Kings of the NBA, NFL, yeah,
longest playoff drought in sports. Yeah, they do. Sports.
15 years, I think. 13 to 15. It's one of those. Might be.
Was it Sanchez?
Sanchez was the last one. So 15 years, Rex. 2010, I think.
Yeah. They were officially eliminated on Sunday.
Another fraud New York team.
Speaking of, we're not going to have time. We'll make
it. They were eliminated week one, but I get going with the whole official line.
Well, so were the Raiders, but we kept them around.
Well, the Raiders actually won week one, if I remember correctly.
And they were still eliminated.
Yeah.
Beat the number one seed Patriots.
I remember we were so excited because Geno didn't throw an interception. Sorry to bring you in on that note, Jason.
No, bring him in. No, let's break it down. No, on that 3rd and 7 in the third quarter, I just wasn't really sure what they were doing with the play action fake on that
one.
Jason, break that down a little bit as we talk about the Raiders here.
Jason, ignore this.
I turned the game off, so I couldn't tell you what they were doing.
Like a true fan. I'm not watching this crap. You know,
and there's nothing good about watching an entire Raider game. So you watch enough to realize they're keep on making their march toward the number one pick, and then you go about your day. I turned on the Packers and Bears. At least they're playing for something.
It was a good game. It was a real good
game. Yeah, I mean, it ended on an interception, but I don't think it was, you know, Caleb's like 19th or whatever, however many Geno's thrown.
Caleb is, I still don't
Caleb
feel
is Caleb. About. Caleb is going to do Caleb things, so.
Yeah, that's, you know. I don't know about Caleb. I still hadn't seen enough. I don't know about him.
Yeah,
he was like, 19 or 37 on Sunday?
Shoot, I mean, I'd take that. They released in the game.
Good point.
You know, but hey, I mean, you let a team get like 3 8-minute drives on you. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm not even moved by the Raiders. I'm like, all right, whatever. I said Philly should be back on track at least for one game on Sunday.
You guys might get them.
Well,
you guys might get them.
You only have to score 20 points, Jay. If you can get to 20, you won.
That's a struggle for them. I mean, that's tough. I mean, getting beyond like 12 is usually they get to 17 as the Raiders. You're like, oh my God, what happened? So yeah, I have zero faith in them to do anything except mess up at this point. I mean, you know, I don't know what they're doing. I don't really even care. I'm just glad Kenny woke me up this morning, texted me about, you know, the Dodgers. You know, that was cool.
See, this is why I say he'd be tripping every week, man. He tripping again. It's crazy, man.
That song goes hard though, don't it,
sir? This propaganda that you push. Needs
what
stop.
Propaganda? What propaganda? When you, I mean, you like that song? You told me.
All right, man. Do you have evidence of me saying this? No, you don't. Just like all your little stupid Dodger tweets. How the hell did y'all get Edwin Diaz, bro? Hey, man, we need to. What did Dame Lillard say that 1 year? We need to get back. Oh no, it was Kevin Durant. We need to get back to going at these people. Get back to competing. Everybody want to join up. We need to get back to competing.
You got your song playing. Oh, man, that's rough, Jay.
All right.
Man. Goodness gracious.
All right, man.
That is rough.
All right.
That is rough.
All right, man. Well, look, I can't say this about Jason. You must be having a great time seeing the Chiefs' downfall.
This is lovely. I mean, as a professional hater that I am, I mean, I'm like, hey, we got a spot on the couch for y'all. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the off season. Come on and join us. Yep.
They ain't been there in a long time.
I was going to say, Patrick Mahomes not making the playoffs is kind of crazy. He's just penciled in to the conference finals, the conference championship. Yeah. He's not even going to the postseason.
I'm like, come on, you know, hey, the weather can, you know, it's kind of cold in Missouri around, you know, January. Go ahead and start, you know, Cancun's nice, I hear, around mid-January. Go check it out for us, you know. Let us know what it's like.
Do you feel like you know who the best team in the NFL is right now?
No, I'd still go with the Rams, though.
Okay.
I'd still go with the Rams, even though they went out there a couple of weeks ago and lost in Carolina. I'd still go with the Rams. I just think they're the most complete team, top to bottom. I mean, I'm still not sold on Drake May. Mm-hmm. I like Denver's defense, but I'm like, how many times can you fall behind and,
Jay, are you okay?
I'm fine, man. Jay. They're going the other way.
What is going on in your neighborhood on a Tuesday afternoon at 3:30?
I don't know. I was running a little late because I got stuck in a little traffic. We were trying to drive, and some of the young ladies who offer tourism along Sonoma Boulevard were holding up traffic.
Oh.
Tourism. Please move. I'm trying to get somewhere, but people like to stop and have conversation about the sights and sounds of Northern California.
I'm positive that's what they were talking about, were the sights and sounds.
Exactly. So yeah, you never know. You never know when this
Northern California is a weird name for her, but that's fine. It is different in Vallejo, I guess. It's different in Vallejo. I'm with you on the Rams, though. Mm. The loss against Carolina didn't shake me much, but I could see these playoffs could go in any direction, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, this is a year where this is like a year the sixth seed could run the table, and it probably wouldn't seem crazy.
Mm-mm. Not to,
Yeah.
Everybody got a shot. It feels like everybody that's in that playoffs got a shot.
Yeah, like if Detroit gets in, depending on who they draw, they could make noise. I mean, I still think it's wild that Phillip Rivers could be in the playoffs. Like, wasn't he on the Hall of Fame ballot this year?
Yeah, it was the semifinalist, I think they said.
doesn't he have a kid playing in college?
Kyle Madsen said he has grandkids.
He has kids everywhere. He has nothing but kids. He's probably taking this job because he has to feed his kids.
He's probably sick of his kids at this point. He's like, oh my God, I'd rather go get chased by Will Anderson Jr. than be home with all nine of you. Like, I mean, legit, doesn't he have a son in college right now playing quarterback somewhere?
That sounds about right. Yeah, I would assume so.
Would he be the first NFL player to be active in the league while his son is in college playing?
I'd have to imagine. LeBron, I think, was the first player ruled out with arthritis. So I got to imagine that Phillip Rivers is the first to have it.
I mean, I'm just like, that is crazy. It's like, if you'd have told me a month ago Phillip Rivers could be the difference between the Colts making the playoffs. Hey, as long as it's not the Chiefs, I don't really care who gets in.
Well, you got your wish. It ain't going to be them.
No, I'll believe it for sure when I see that little X by their team name in the standings. Yeah, I'll believe the devil's dead when I see that. But then that just means Patrick Mahomes will pay a visit to whoever, the Illuminati or something. They'll sacrifice someone or something, and, they'll win like three more. Mm. So, but yeah, I'm going to enjoy this as much as I can because if you're a Raider fan, there's not a whole lot to – there's really nothing to enjoy.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm enjoying all the other sports. The NFL's not kind of like background noise for me. I'm enjoying every other sport.
So you're the perfect person, actually, to ask my theory on. I watched the Lakers for the first time in a couple weeks with LeBron back. And LeBron played fantastic against Philly. But it was a little jarring to me because I felt like LeBron was just there, just at work. And he didn't seem to have any connection with the group, with the franchise, nothing. I said, like, just there, just not to get fined. Is that the vibe you get from LeBron when you watch him play with the Lakers this year?
I get nothing. I get the vibe that he's an old man who ain't been around for a minute. ain't played a lot of basketball this year. But I felt like if the Lakers had any chance to ever be a real contender during his last years, he couldn't be their best player. They had to have somebody kind of ascend to, I'm going to be the number one guy. And AD just didn't have that dog in him to be the number one guy. And now, I mean, if all things are clicking, he's their third best player. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not in stature, but I mean, in terms of importance of who needs to play well. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad place to be for them.
Yeah.
So I think there's probably going to, I mean, there's times where I watch him like, God, he looks old all of a sudden. But his version of looking old is like not the regular version of looking old. It's like, okay, his head's not above the rim on the dunk this time. Maybe he's tired. But I think they're fine, even though Rich Paul's on podcast, you know, saying stuff.
Bro,
you know?
What's he doing, Jay? Like, what was the point in him making that remark about them?
I have no idea. I mean, I know Rich, but I have no idea. It's like, didn't they try to get Pat Riley to fire Eric Spoelstra?
I don't know. There's the line that LeBron asked Pat, you don't ever get the itch to get back down there? And Pat said, no, Eric is our coach. And I think that was the end of it, but that line has always kind of circulated.
It's just like kind of like, you know, look, I just don't get the point of saying that when, you know, I don't get it. You know, I was like, as if the Lakers are sitting around, have they made some bad decisions? Some questions? Yeah. But to act like they're sitting around not trying to win. Like, in terms of NBA franchises, you know, they're still up there. Mm-hmm. He made it sound like he plays for the Clippers or something, or like he plays in.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
He made it sound like LeBron's in purgatory right now, and they need a complete a change in everything. It's like, well, no, I think they're going to be okay.
So I want to give the quote, and to be clear, not Rich Paul. Not a person on the planet would start this by saying and talking about the Sacramento Kings and start by saying, I don't think they have enough to get to the Western Conference Finals. Their style of play will be very easy to defend when you get into this playoffs. That's Rich Paul for whatever reason.
The part he's like, well, Pat Riley like establishes the thing and the Lakers need to get better in the area of establishing a championship mindset. I'm like, you realize a lot of guys leave Pat Riley hating him, and it takes years to recover.
I think LeBron was one of them. Like, I don't think LeBron had warm and fuzzy feelings about Pat Riley at all.
Yeah, my thought was, saying all that, why did you ever leave Miami?
My conspiracy theorist thought process behind it is, I don't think LeBron is like 100% okay with him not being the guy in LA, or at the very least, he's not okay with how everything went down. And when Rich says that thing about the style of play, because it doesn't feel like things run through LeBron no more, I'm making a correlation. What do you think about that?
I think there's definitely probably some feeling still, because ever since the whole Russell Westbrook experiment, it feels like the organization's kind of shifted toward, maybe we don't have to run everything through clutch. You know? And I believe Luka and Ayton, I believe they're both Bill Duffy clients. Mm. So I think, you know, you're getting some different influence now. It felt like for a few years, the Lakers were beholden to clutch in every way possible. Like, you know, hey, you were clutch. Well, so, you know, how long was KCP there before LeBron? I think there's really no graceful way, unless LeBron was in Cleveland. I don't know there's a graceful way at this stage of his career, because he's still a top 10, top 15 player. Mm-hmm. Think his problem, I won't even say problem, the thing is, they traded for a top 3 player. And for them to win, it's got to be Luka's team. There's just no way around that. And I don't think that takes away from LeBron at all, but I think over in recent years, I think LeBron has wanted a way to kind of get that burden taken off of him every night. And now I think he's got it. But I you know, but I also kind of feel like they drafted your kid. I mean, you know what? Just chill.
He if did really try to convince us for 2 years that this was Anthony Davis's team.
And no one bought it. And I don't, AD didn't even buy that.
AD was like, LeBron said what?
Yeah, no one bought that. No, come on.
LeBron changed his name to AD? That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, no one bought that. And I think that, you know, because Rich Paul kept saying they're building for the future. And I'm like, you act like they're in a full rebuild. They're like second in the West right now. He's talking like they're like 10 and 15. It's like they're building for the future as if they're just, you know, like they're tanking. Mm-hmm. And that makes it sound like you're griping because LeBron's not the man. Because I mean, to talk about them like whether they keep making these building for the future comments, it's like they're doing okay right now. I mean, a lot of teams would take being 17 and 6 right now.
Yeah,
it's a very weird comments to make, especially given how they've played they're playing right now. Yeah, if they were, like I said, they were a 500 team, you know, if they were, you know, getting blown out every other night, I'd get it. But I just thought it was a weird, it's kind of a weird thing to say right now. And I'm glad Max kind of pushed back on that. Like, so, like, what are you saying? Like, what is your client not getting all the, like, what are you saying with that? And also, Lakers have new ownership, so all those areas that they were cheap at and they kind of skimmed around, I think those days at crypto were over. I just think, yeah, but it feels like the Lakers have been avoided the LeBron kind of, even if it wasn't from him tweeting that kind of the distraction thing with LeBron the last couple of years, we were due for one. And so, yeah, why not just go talk about how they can't make the Western Conference Finals and they're going to pressure the front office to make moves or whatever the hell they're doing. Who cares? I mean, 17 and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what, to me, that's the most annoying part. They're 17 and 6. They're not 6 and 17.
Right. Yeah.
Who would be 6 and 17?
Or 6 and 18.
Yeah, who would do that?
I was going to say it'd have to be better.
Yeah, crazy. Those Clippers, I mean, my God.
Yo, so you talk about Clutch's influence at the crypto being gone. It appears Chris Paul's influence on the Los Angeles Clippers is gone. What has your interactions been with Chris Paul in the past? And were you at all surprised when you saw this story break last week?
I haven't had a lot of interaction with Chris Paul. I probably had my longest conversation with him when he was still in New Orleans. So that's how long it's been. I was working on this big old story. It was around the time where the Kings were looking at relocation and, you know, and I was working – it never published at the B, but working on a story basically saying if the Malus can't own this team, what could happen? So remember at that time the Pelicans or the Hornets, where they were, New Orleans Hornets were being run by the league. So I was talking to, you know, at that time Dale, I talked to Chris Paul, went to a practice, the whole nine. But – It's been no secret around the NBA that Chris Paul is difficult to play with, that he is not, you know, that he's going to, you know, kind of grind on you. Some people kind of felt like that might have been why he would have worked with Kobe, because they were both kind of just these weird, like crazy driven, detail oriented. They're hard on teammates. And I just think it's hard to hear that when your team sucks and you're not playing. And that team revolves around Kawhi Leonard, plain and simple. Even if he's not playing, that is Kawhi.
That's why you're 6 and 18.
Yeah. Man. And it's just, to me, the craziest part was when you hear, well, he was being critical and he was trying. I'm like, what did you think you were getting back? You guys had him. Like, what did you think? James Harden played with him. This is not some guy you didn't know. Like, what did you expect? Like, you know, he was changing the plays on defense. I'm like, you know, and it cost you a game. I'm like, I mean, you have what, 18 losses? What are they like 6 and 18, 6 and 19 or something crazy?
Right there with the Kings.
Bad.
I'm pretty sure that your biggest problem is not Chris Paul changing a play.
Right.
But if we got that one game where Chris Paul made a suggestion, and even that story is crazy because they were like, well, he told a young player that. The Clippers don't really have any young players.
Right. What were their names again?
Kobe Brown and Kobe. I forgot the other guy. It was two Kobe.
They're like the oldest team in the league. And then you hear the other report. I think it was from Chris Haynes that the player he told that to was Kawhi. you got way bigger problems than Chris Paul being critical. You know, but I get, you know, on the other hand, you know what? You can't, you know, if the coach doesn't want to hear it, kind of it is what it is. But to treat one of your, you know, I mean, whether they like it or not, he's one of their, he's going to be, what, the first guy to go into the Hall of Fame who's been primary, who's best known as a Clipper? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nobody else. And to treat him like that. But then again, remember, they compared Blake to MLK and Michael Jackson and said he'd be a Clipper for life and traded him like 4 months later. Mm. So, I mean, you know, then I read somewhere he said that maybe it's changed, but in the days following, Ballmer hadn't even talked to Chris Paul. Mm. So it's like, well, you know, yeah. So it's kind of like, dang, you know, that's how you – they're two biggest names who were quote-unquote Clippers, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, got kicked out the door rather unceremoniously. But some people in the league were like, you know what? Don't forget how he left the Clippers, where he was like and criticized the culture on the way out the door when he was the culture setter. So you hear both sides. I just think there had to be a better way than to send that man home at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There had to be. I don't care what there had to be a better way to do that. Because no matter what the Clippers just had a tribute video for him like 3 days earlier. But maybe that was a sign. Maybe they got the video out the way. They're like, okay, we took you back to Charlotte, you know, so hey, bye.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What took you back to Charlotte is crazy. took them back to North Carolina.
Okay, you got one more game in your home state. Now go home for good.
What do the Clippers do right now, man? I mean, obviously CP3 isn't necessarily connected to that, but they don't have no draft picks, first or second round, for much of the next couple years. They're 6-17, I think we talked about. I mean, are they? We feel like they have to be trying to do things to get better right now, like make trades, add people to get better this year, because there's no incentive to do anything other than that because you don't have any draft picks.
And for them, what sucks for them is that they already used their best trade piece. That would have been Norman Powell. And really, looking around, they should have kept Norman Powell.
Mm.
I mean, and they used that to get John Collins. So it's like, I don't know, within in the off, I don't know what they can do. I really don't, because I'm not familiar off the top of my head where they are when it comes to the salary cap and the apron and all that. I think they're kind of just, it's this cricket. They came into the year thinking they could be a title contender. And they're not a title contender. Like, they're the oldest team in the league. Your best player can't stay healthy. The guy you brought in to be a help with the scoring, he's out for the year. I mean, it sounds crazy to say they're wasting James Harden.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what they can really do at this point. I mean, I think outside of Zubats, I mean, I don't think they have a key. I mean, what do they have that's like tradable, that's like under the age of like 33? I mean, you sign Brook Lopez and don't play even that. He's not even in the rotation. They're just kind of, yeah, this is, it reminds me of, remember back in the day when the Lakers signed all those old guys and we're like, yeah, we got this, and then everybody got hurt.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Dwight, Steve Nash, yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty much what they've done now. They got all these, they went out and made these moves, and, you know, our guy Bogey's been out. You know, and nothing's going to – I've never seen a Tyronn Lue team this bad on defense.
Did you call him our guy Bogey?
Yeah.
We were happy for him.
Really throwing the word around we and R a little too
– That's still I still got love for him. I ain't got no issue. I don't know. Did he like diss
– No, I don't have no problem with Bogey. What drove me nuts is when he was traded. Oh, man, so happy. Bogey finally on the stage. As if Bogdan Bogdanovich was a king – for like 15 years and just suffered in the disastrousness this is this organization. And oh, thank God, so happy Bogey got to Atlanta and he's playing on the big stage. And it's like, man, will you shut up? That dude was here like 3 years. He sucked like everybody else did, and now he's gone.
Wow.
That's a long list of players.
Wow.
Our guy Bogey. Oh, I'm so happy for him.
Hey, I was just saying, I like the guy.
I'm sure he's a fine individual.
I didn't mean to set you off.
He was talking that. He was talking a little slick to the king in the gold medal game, though.
Oh yeah.
And Steph was like, oh word?
Yeah.
That wasn't the gold medal game. That was the semis.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking a little slick to the king in the semis.
He's a talker.
That man ended that game on the floor crying. In tears. Just happened.
Hey, Jay, look at the real American over here.
Man. I was just commenting that the guy is dealing with an injury. I didn't mean to unleash all this. Man, Bogey's going to get sent this clip. I'm like, I thought me and Jason were cool. I had no idea all this. I mean, dang, almost like I said Spencer Hawes or something.
The entire city remains happy for Bogdan Bogdanovich and his lengthy 3-year tenure with the Sacramento Kings. Jay's different. He covered the team. That's fine.
Hey, yeah, I'm talking from the guy I knew, you know, but did he get a tribute video when he came back? Because, you know, everyone gets a tribute question. Video now.
I can't remember.
I mean, it was COVID, so I don't know if anybody was there. I don't know. If they haven't, they need to give him one already.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm very anti tribute video at this point. I'm like, everybody don't need a video.
Mm.
They said Dylan Brooks got one going back to you. So I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, hey, you know what? Dylan Brooks is he's one of the most unique players in the entire league.
Mm.
He's really important to the team that he's on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at like Memphis, even Houston still holds a little bit. Now, I think a lot of it is Ime. Too, but Houston still holds a little bit of that Dylan Brooks identity, and we see it in Phoenix right now. Phoenix is significantly better than I could have imagined.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to stink.
Yeah, he brings some intangibles that I think every team needs. He brings toughness. You know, I still would dare him to shoot 25 times a game, mm-hmm. you know, but he's one of those guys. Like I said, he reminds me of, you know, the same way Matt Barnes was when he was at his best. There's some, you know, when Patrick Beverley was at his best, there are some guys you hate until they're on your team. Now you're like, you know what? I see why he was on, you know, why he's valuable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, he's hit the Lakers for like, what, 31 and then ran his mouth about LeBron again, which means he'll pay for that probably down the road. But, you know, he talked his talk about, you know, he's like, I don't bow down. No, I'm not bowing. I'm like, chill, dude, chill.
I like Dylan Brooks. I like Dylan Brooks.
I'd like him more if he didn't talk, because I feel like when he talks, he says something where it's like, this dude.
It's part of the package.
I guess it is. I guess
it's like
it is,
now but... it's like you're Dylan. It's like, chill, you're Dylan Brooks. Chill. Like, I don't bow down. Chill, my man. Chill. Chill. Like I hear you, but come on now. You know, but yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of teams that are struggling, they don't have guys like that. I think your team needs a couple of, you know, tough guys, the guys who are not like in the fake tough guy, I'm going to start a fake fight tough, but just like gritty type players who don't mind saying, hey, I would defend the best wing player on the other team.
Yeah. I was just going to say the funny thing about Dylan Brooks is if they were selling, then I bought, I was a mark for it, but it seemed like the nicest guy on the court of gold. Like when he was with his family, I've seen other videos of him on the streets of L.A. Yeah. He seems like the complete opposite of what you would think Dylan Brooks is in real life. Mm-hmm. Well, he gets on that court, he'd just be talking crazy, maybe doing crazy character stuff, all that.
Isn't that what they say about Jason's BFF, Draymond?
Oh, yeah. They said we would love Draymond.
So cool.
That sentence has absolutely been said to us. If you saw Draymond, if you hung out with Draymond off the court, you'd love him.
I mean, the time I hung out with him, he's almost like impossible not to like.
You played dominoes with him.
Yeah, and I beat him. Oh. He says I didn't, but I had the proof. I took a proof. I was leading the game when the game ended.
Look at him. He tried to stop the game when he was losing.
It wasn't quite that.
Tried to stomp Jason's chest. Like, hey, man, get your ass out of here.
Have you seen those TikToks they're doing about Draymond now?
Oh, no.
They got this new trend of taking every Draymond incident and like trying to like put like a nice spin on it. Like with Sabonis, it goes, in the middle of a game, Draymond noticed that his friend Domantas Sabonis had a bug on his chest. So he stepped on the bug and then used his magic power. They got a whole bunch of them. Like he was in during the game, he saw that Clay and Rudy were discussing their hair grease, and they got it, and they got really heated about this. So Draymond, missing out on the discussion, gave Rudy a hug and said, let's go in the back and talk. I mean, there's a whole
I mean
they are hilarious. Like, you know what was one of them? He said he noticed the guy shooting a layup off balance, so Draymond ran in and knocked him down to make sure that his fall would be okay. The guy's holding his face. So he was overcome with emotion that Draymond was so nice.
That is amazing.
Whenever he's ejected, it's like, and the referee thought Draymond had been so nice, he sent him back to the locker room to go get a reward for what he had done. I mean, I'll send him. These things are hilarious.
Yeah, I'm pulling those up here in a heartbeat. Jay, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you for joining us. I think we got one more? We got one more appearance with Jason Jones this year.
Yeah, man.
Next week, we'll close out 2025 together.
Yeah, coming off a Raiders loss for sure.
If they win, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, if they win, oh, my God.
I don't want to hear from anybody from Philadelphia for the rest of, forever.
Oh, like, you're going to hear from everybody from Philadelphia, but it ain't going to be about the Raiders. It ain't gonna be about the Raiders.
They out there egging the coordinator's house, and
oh man,
gosh, they egging
the wrong person's house. Not that I condone that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not of it, but yeah, I'll catch y'all next week.
All right, thanks, Jason. That's the professor right there, Jason Jones. Bogey. Bogey took my joy. I think we have to end the show. We'll be back tomorrow. We appreciate you for being with us. If you're listening on the radio, we'll run it back. If not, we'll see you at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Knicks take.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.